In death as in life, Hugo Chavez won acclaim from the leaders of Latin America's new left, united in their opposition to what they see as U.S. domination of the region. For them, the late Venezuelan leader has joined the pantheon of Latin American revolutionary heroes.
We are fully committed to continuing with these battles, to give continuity to the dreams of Bolivar,
Sandino,
Martí, Fidel, and Hugo Chavez.
A los sueños de Hugo Rafael Chávez Frías.
During his lifetime, Mr. Chavez tried to fulfill the dream of Simón Bolívar, the 19th century South American liberator who aimed to unite the continent. Former Brazilian leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wrote in the New York Times that history will remember Mr. Chavez for this effort and his commitment to alleviate poverty. To this end, he formed regional blocs aimed at countering the free market and free trade policies promoted by Washington to advance what he called 21st century socialism. The rise of like-minded leaders in Latin America helped push these projects forward, but it's unclear if anyone can take Mr. Chavez's place, according to Michael Shifter, who heads the Inter-American Dialogue, a policy group.
His money is an important part of his power base, and he helped a lot of people. So he really created a sense of loyalty and allegiance among a lot of people and a lot of governments in Latin America. There's not going to be anybody who could fill his shoes in the region.
Because Venezuela is a major oil producer, money was readily available, and Cuba became a major beneficiary, receiving heavily discounted oil and other subsidies from the late Venezuelan leader, who viewed Fidel Castro as a mentor. Cuba paid tribute to Mr. Chavez after his death with a 21-gun salute. But the honors did not ease the anxiety of some.
It is a loss because Chavez helped our country a great deal. Without him, I think things will be a bit more difficult.
While Cuba has been able to reduce its dependence on Venezuelan oil by developing its own resources, there's still concern, says Philip Brenner, a Cuba specialist at American University in Washington.
Venezuela clearly, if they need it, it was a ready source of oil. And it's not a ready source of oil anymore if there's going to be a change there.
But no immediate change is expected, given that acting President Nicolas Maduro is favored to win next month's election. Even though he was hand-picked by Mr. Chavez, analysts say he will likely focus primarily on Venezuela's domestic needs instead of fostering Latin America's left. Bill Rogers, VOA News.